This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Simon Gimel, Hanhogas Pesach Kisei Abo Yidzayin Sifim. So it's how to conduct ourselves when we go to the bathroom. Sif Aleph, Kashay Konis LeBesach Kisei, when a person goes into the toilet, into the bathroom, Yoyma Hiskabtu Mechubadim Ba'achshav Le'Nagol Omrei. Which basically means that there are malachim walking around with the person, and you're telling the malachim, it's based on the Gemara Brachos, that the malachim should stay outside. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Ki ein onu muchzokim liyirei shemayim shemalachim malavinos onu. We don't hold ourselves that we're such yireim that malachim are accompanying us the whole time, and therefore the minhag is not to say this anymore. Shenavak shom sheyamtin sheyamtinu aleinu ashenetze, that we say that we're going to have to wait outside. He's got a very interesting footnote here. That what about on Lel Shabbos? On Lel Shabbos, when we come home, the Gemara says that there are malachim escorting us. So we've seen that we do have malachim. So in footnote 1 in the Dishu, he says this. So the Ben Ishchai says this. Those malachim are coming to honor Shabbos and Kiddush and not to honor us. And therefore, they still accompany the person on the way back. It's not because of Yach, it's not because of us. It's because of Shabbos. Masha'in came malachim abo'im l'kovet ha'odom l'shemrei, but a malach to come to protect the person, shepeim einon ha'muchzokim kayeim. Interesting, he says in the shulz of the Shamas Chaim, shegam im b'derech l'beisu b'lel Shabbos. What about you come home on Friday night and then you want to go to the bathroom? So there are malachim anyway there for Shabbos. So should you say to malachim, just wait a moment outside the bathroom, shelo yikonis l'beisach, when you want to go to the bathroom, ein atzarech l'ave. Even in that situation, you don't do it. Kivin shemalachim yoidin ma'mut l'aleim lasis, because the malachim know what they've got to do. V'im yilaveo ma'ich basle. Fine. Interestingly, very, very interesting, based on this, that we don't have malachim nowadays, we shouldn't hold ourselves to such high esteem, he quotes that the Chasam Sofer was noheg not to say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, because he says Shekayoyim ein malachim melavim esonu. He says actually nowadays, even on Friday night, malachim don't accompany us. However, he brings the Maharam Shik that the Chasam Sofer was noheg to say it quietly to himself. Right, Al Sina, Al Anova, he didn't do it out loud. Okay, carrying on. Sif Beis. A person should be modest in the Beis HaKisei, below Yugale Atzmai Atshe Yeshi. He shouldn't expose parts of his body until he needs to, until he is actually sitting down. Two people shouldn't go into the same bathroom together. Gam lo yedaber sham. He shouldn't speak in the bathroom. But Yisgar Adeles Ba'adai Mishum Sneas. You should make sure the door is shut because of modesty. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Atshe Yeshi. If Uadin Shle Yochum Kasher Mugula. A person shouldn't stand up when he's totally exposed. And he shouldn't go without another person into the bathroom. What if he's scared? What if it's, in those days when the Mechaba is talking based on the Gemara Brachos and the Shulchan Aruch himself, we're talking about bathroom situation was totally different to nowadays. Baruch Hashem, if you even go back 100 years, it was a different world. But certainly in the times of the Mechaba 500 years ago, so what if you're going out to a field and you're scared, you're in the middle of nowhere. So what if you, can you go with another person? So based on the Gemara in Brachos, that another person, while still sitting in the bathroom, that another person can put his hand through a window and put his hand on your head, and apparently that is going to protect you. So long as he doesn't see the other person who you're putting your hand on his head, you don't see him exposed when he's going to the bathroom. But to actually go into the bath, the toilet itself, the bathroom itself, even with your wife, but with a child who has not got das, then you're allowed to go into the bathroom with him. How old is Ein Boi Das? So he brings on the side there, he's a child who is too young to speak, then you can go into the toilet with him and change his nappy or do whatever he needs to do.
Is this talking
about It seems so. But we're going to differentiate in a second.
What about special needs kids?
Yeah, that's all different. Yeah, that's different because they can't do it themselves. And so that's like helping them. Yeah, or a chayla or someone like that. Yes. Yeah. Huh?
Teaching the child.
Yeah. No, that would be a chayla, especially his child.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for normal people, how about
Yeah, but again, nowadays we have cubicles and things like that. We're talking about going into the place where they're literally exposing yourself and going to the bathroom. And I think that could be, we'll talk more about defecate. Peru is loshen of defecate. And that could be more, that's gedolim rather than katanim. Yeah. Okay, lo yadaber. So you shouldn't speak. V'imu l'tzerech gadol, efshe d'mutal adaber. If there's a pressing need, then it's efshe, it's mutal adaber. Why not? Why can't you speak when you go into the bathroom? So he says on the side here, there are two reasons. The Sefer Charedim says it's a sakana of shedim, etc., that can agitate shedim. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's a problem of tznius. It's not just not appropriate, it's not tzanua to speak there. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, kol zman she'ein nifna adayin. When you haven't yet defecated, when you're actually, you know, going to the bathroom, you're actually defecating. It's also even the tzerech gadol, you shouldn't speak. What if you can't close the door? The ish acher wrote to lekonis, and another person wants to come in. So you sort of grunt, you sort of make a noise without speaking to just warn him off, saying that there's someone in here. However, women, when they go to the bathroom, hakavul rabim. Again, we're talking about a beis hakise of old when they'd go into a field, and then women want to go together. Chazal said, on the contrary, women, when they go to relieve themselves in the fields, they should talk to each other. Why? That other people will hear their voice. And no other man will get near. And will be over the Issa of Yichud. Which implies that two of them can go at a time to the Beis HaKise. Okay, says the Mechabas, Sif Gimel. If a person wants to help himself, relieve himself, he can agitate the Piyat Abbas, the rectum, to open up his nekevov. You should do that before you sit down, because that is dangerous for kshofim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Hey, in Eino Yochel Lifonos, if his person is unable to relieve himself, he's a bit constipated, Yelech Arba Amos, he should walk Arba Amos, not very fast, 6 to 8 feet, the Yeshev Yamid, or you should sit and stand, the Yeshev Achivna, sit and stand, Achayifna, so going for a walk or something like that will help a person. Oy, Yasiach Baita Midvar Macherim. You just put your mind away from it, relieve yourself when you're standing up. You should only expose yourself of tefach, from behind one tefach, in front of yourself tefachayim, two tefachs. The ishim me'acherav tefach l'fanei l'klum, and a woman is those of the gedarim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tefach v'lo yoseh. Why not? Mishum tznias. Again, one shouldn't expose too much of the body more than is necessary. Me'lefanov tefachayim. But in front of a person, you should expose more of yourself. Since you're going to the bathroom to gedolim, which means to defecate, the tzorech tefachayim is from kiluach meraglayim, because there could be some sort of spray from the meraglayim, from the urine, hanitoz in the merachuk. Ba'abach kosav, which would spray quite far. Ba'abach kosav the nochen lahachmei should be machmei sheyeh gam elfon of rak tefach, and only expose a tefach in front. Below his schemu, imoy harbe me'achrenim. Many achrenim do not agree with him. But yizoy shlo lachlich shom god of the gufim menalom. But one should be careful not to spoil, to let any meiraglaim fall on your shoes or on your clothes, etc. Sifhei, in nifne b'mochkem megula. If you're going to the bathroom in an exposed place, she'im b'mechitzes, where there are no walls or curtains, yechavin should be fond of the darim v'achrev l'sofon. You should try and make sure that your face is south and your back is to the tzofon, to the north. Or the other way around, but to urinate, then bechol in shari, that's always okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, Megula, bechol in shari. If it's protected, in other words, it's not fully exposed in a chotzer, then that would be okay. Ken kasva beis yosef amogen avrom. But ataz hiskim mamari abuhav, the bechotzer gamkin also beemtza chotzer bein mizrach lamarov, that if it's in the middle of the chotzer, which is very exposed, then one should also not do it bein mizrach lamarov. because you're exposed in that place. Unless you go against the wall where you're sort of more modest. If there's only even one wall on the west side, at least within 4 amas of it, so too, if the wall is on the Mizrach, Yeshiv Besamachlo, you should sit close to it, but Achir of the Mizrach, on the back, your back is the Mizrach. Because you're exposing yourself in front of it to the Sadmarav, to the west, when the Gemara tells us Vashchinah Bamarav, and that the Shchinah is in that direction. If you can be Machmir, much be Machmir, Kosovim Gadim, the Ain Shila Gaiva Machitza, there is no shear for the height of the Machitza Rak, Kosha Ain Perua Megula Ali Dezer. Sorry, so long as you're covered, you're not being exposed, then that would be okay. Some say one should dafka do it. The Mechaba said you should do it. Darim, your ponov should be facing the south from the achirv to the tzofen. He says that one should preferably not, the tovli zoy bezeh. In Mizrach, but between east and west, because the Shechina is in the west. The Mizrach shu neged marav, yesh le gam kein kedusha, it's got something for kedusha. Let's just do one more sif. V'chein osa lishayin ben Mizrach le marav. When you position your bed, you should not sleep in the direction of between Mizrach and marav. In ishtayim, if your wife is there, but nochin lizoy, afilu kashayin ishtayim, then watch, be careful, even if your wife is not there. It says in ishtabura, rak yechavin shiye rosha la mitzah letzofen. Preferably, your head should be on the north, the Marglisel Adaram, and your feet should be facing south. But Betshuvas Menachem Azari Posak Kmoshe Kosev Azoya Parshas Midva. He says in Parshas Midva, Shei Rosh Marglisel Al Mitzah. Your head and your feet should be on the bed. Zel Mizrach Bezel Marav. V'Hiskim Sham Shei Harosh Lamarav. Your head should be in the Marav. V'Chein Kosev Baras Sachaim V'Shem Kamachrin. And Mikol Mokum Toiv Yoseh Lechatchila Lino Keshulchan Aruch. You should try and behave like the Shulchan Aruch, i.e., your bed should be facing north to south, with your head in the north and your feet in the south. Keep a chuvah spinion shall simcha kosa b'shem agro shall shagam kavon sa zoha hu ka gemara, because that's also the intention of the zoha is like the gemara. But lo kapirish harav menachem azari anal. I feel like even if your wife is not there, you should still be knowing this. I'm baras achaim to bezeh in lahach merak kashefei shechivon. When should be machme? Only when you're undressed. Or the ain kilaim soviv mitzvah. There are no sheets or something covering the bed. But otherwise, one doesn't have to machmir about this. Okay, we'll end it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.